quickly say hello to you all on Facebook and let me share so that that's one more outlet, that sharing on Facebook. We are so glad that you are here this morning. So I am not Pastor Andy. I'm that other tall, good-looking fella who... I'm so honored to be here this morning filling in for Pastor Andy. I will tell you that it feels like it's been a minute since we've been here. We've been teaching on Wednesday night, but we have the privilege this summer of being out in California, sharing Jesus out in California, and then also at some churches here in West Texas. And we'll talk more about that in just a minute. But I want to welcome you. We're glad you're here this morning, whether it's your first time or your 5,000th time. Man, you are in the house of the Lord this morning. And if that isn't a reason to get excited, especially with everything that's going on in the world right now, and I want us to stop for just a minute, whatever you're doing, I want us to stop. And if you have not heard, Hamas has declared war on Israel. I'm not giving you any brand new news flash. Okay, I don't have any new news about that. But any time that we are talking about the future and the security of Israel, that is God's promised land. And that needs to get our attention. And it not only needs to get our attention, it needs to get our prayers. So, Lord God, we come before you this morning. And Lord, you told us to pray for the peace of Israel. And so, Lord, we're doing that right now. And Lord, we can't look at that little tiny bit of land, that little tiny strip of land, and how you have protected it for so many centuries down through history and not realize what a good, good God you are. And that you are our healer and our protector. God, we pray that just like there is a missile dome over the country of Israel, a defense dome, Lord, that you would be the defense over Israel, that you would be the peace of Israel. Lord, in a part of the world where they say love your friends and hate and kill your enemies, Lord, we are reminded that we are called to a completely different ethic, to love our enemies and to bless those who curse us. And so, Lord, we pray for the peace of Israel, the security of Israel, the protection of Israel. But, Lord, we also pray for the lives of those involved, whether they be Jewish or Muslim or Christian. Lord, that those who don't know you among the Jewish and the Muslim, Lord, that they would come into a saving relationship with you. And Lord, when we see things like this, we are reminded that the time is short. And we don't know how much time it is before you come back. And so, Lord, give us a sense of urgency. Who can we tell today? Who can we tell today that Jesus loves them? And it's in your name we pray. Amen. As I mentioned to some of you earlier, it feels like it's been a minute since we've been here on Sunday morning. And as we were coming in, Tim said, we haven't seen y'all on Sunday in a while. We have had the privilege of filling in some churches across West Texas and speaking there. We were out in California for a while and sharing Jesus out there. But one particular church that we were at, We pulled up on a Sunday morning here in West Texas. Go ahead and go to the next slide and the next one after that. And we pulled up and this fella, I mean, he got right here. As soon as I was out of the car, man, he was right here. And he said, and I want you to help me with this so you can understand how intimidating this could be. So say it like you mean it. All right, here we go. He said, "Did you bring a word from the Lord? We don't need a word from you. We need a word from the Lord. So if you didn't bring a word from the Lord, you can just go back to wherever it is you came from." Well, I asked the guy who's normally the preacher at that church, I said, now, does he do that to you? Does he get right there to you? And he said, well, Barry, you're 5'7", I'm 6'3". Nobody really gets in my face. Well, fortunately, because the question still hung there in the air, did you bring a word from the Lord? And I was able to say, yes, I did. The Lord this morning is saying, write this down. If you have an encounter with Jesus, if you have an encounter with the Creator of all that is, was, or ever will be, if you have an encounter with Him, you need to write it down. Can you imagine? If Moses, right out in the wilderness, he goes up and he spends 40 days with the Lord on Mount Sinai, and here he comes down, and people say, well, what happened? He says, I was with the Lord. It was amazing. Well, really? Really, what did God say to you? Oh, it was so good. It was good, I'm telling you, it was good. Moses, you didn't write it down, did you? Mo, come on. If you hear from God, you need to write it down. And do you know that we still have what Brother Mo wrote down to bless us today? And do you know when you write down what God is saying to you, not only do you have the opportunity this month during our month of grace here at St. Luke's, not only do you have the opportunity to share that with others, but that also becomes a legacy for future generations. My wife will pull out prayer books from and prayer journals from a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and she will read, and it is a glorious, glorious thing to see what God was doing in our lives then and what God is doing in our lives today, and all the prayers that He has answered. So the word from the Lord for that Sunday was, write this down. And so, your question would rightfully be, do I have a word from the Lord for you this morning? And you might think, go ahead and go to the next slide, that word would be something like grace, because that's what we're talking about this month, right? But the word of the Lord for you this morning is the word, say it with me,
popcorn.
Popcorn. The word is popcorn. I hope that's not too theological for you. But to illustrate this, I've asked some friends to come up. So I need about three friends to come up and come up on the platform right now. And as they come up, I want to introduce them to you. Now, my name is Loving Father. Everybody say, hello, Loving Father.
Hello, Loving Father.
And this is my daughter, Me. Everybody say, hello, Me. All right, and these are my other two kids, Everybody. All right, so, and we're going to go for a ride this morning. So go ahead and hop in the family car. All right, Loving Father is going to go on the journey of life with me and with everybody. All right, now, Pastor asked me during the 8:15 service, you are not one of those dads who allows snacking in the car, are you? And I said, well, I am a loving father, so yes, I do. All right. So, listen, me, I'm going to give you the big bag of popcorn, and I want you to do a great job sharing with everybody. All right, so we're gonna take off, and we're gonna drive, and we're gonna see how we do on this little trip. Where are we going to this morning? We're going to church. Come on now, we're going to church. It must be Sunday night church, because we'd be eating donuts if it's Sunday morning, right? All right, now, did I give me the little bag or the big bag?
Big bag.
All right, so the question that I would rightfully ask is, I gave me the big bag. Loving Father gave me the big bag, and what does Loving Father expect of me?
Share
with? So let me ask you, are you doing a good job sharing? You are? I'm a little confused here. All right, you are doing a good job of sharing. You guys don't seem to have. Did you see that? I gave me, loving Father gave me the big bag. How much did me give to everybody? Very little. Well, you guys can go ahead and go sit down, eat your popcorn. And I want us to think about this in relation to our theme this month of grace. Go ahead and advance that slide. And would y'all stand with me and let's read the word of the Lord and what we're focusing on this morning and see what in the world this could have to do with popcorn. Read it with me. Look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. Hebrews 12:15. Now, that's in the New Living Translation. Let's look at it in the NIV translation because it translates a little bit differently. Read it with me. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God and that no bitter root grows to cause trouble and defile many. Hebrews 12:15. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Look after each other. Look after each other. You know, last week, Pastor talked about receiving the grace that God has for us. Receiving the grace that God has for us. But the next thing that we are to do is we are called to be conduits of that grace to everybody. When God is good to me, He expects me to be good to everybody. Now, let me ask you, if you went home today and you said, man, I feel God leading me to give $1 million. Well, that would be predicated on the fact that you what? Had $1 million. That'd be real hard for me to do because I don't have $1 million. So how do I know what the means of grace are that God is calling me to share with others? Well, it's real easy. I don't have to wonder. I don't have to sit and ponder, what in the world does God want me to share with others? All I have to do is say, what has God shared with me? Have you ever been forgiven of your sins? Raise your hands. Then God asks you to share that with others and to forgive others. Have you been saved? Have you been invited into the kingdom of God? If you have been saved, if you've been invited into God's forever family, raise your hand. Then what does God expect each one of us to do? Because we've been invited in, invite someone else to come in. Has anyone ever told you, did you know that Jesus Christ loves you very much? We were in United the other day, and we were doing some shopping, and I heard this grandmother, and I knew she was a grandmother, not because she looked like one, but because of what she said. She was talking to one of the snack vendors. And as she went by, she was talking to one of the snack vendors, and she said, oh, my grandkids love that snack right there. You just have the very best snacks in the whole world. And he said, well, thank you. Yeah, my kids like these a lot. And she says, yeah, I have to really control how many they get. But boy, every time they come over to the house, they ask for these snacks. And then she stopped and said, by the way, let me just ask you a question. Has anybody told you lately that Jesus loves you? And man, things got real quiet. And this big old dude, his eyes filled with tears. And he said, you know what? The truth is, no one's told me that Jesus loves me since my big mama died. I haven't heard that in a very long time. Thank you for reminding me that Jesus loves me. Has anyone ever prayed for you? Has anyone ever come up to you at a moment of need and said, hey, let me not just pray about you, let me pray with you, let me pray for you right here, right now? Has anybody ever experienced that? Raise your hand. Then God expects us to do what? Share that with everybody. After the 8:15 service this morning, 8:30 service this morning, I had someone walk up and they said, our daughter was fighting cancer. And I had gone to the grocery store, said, you were talking about United. Let me tell you a United story. She said, we went into the United. I went into the United one day. And man, if you've ever had a family member who had cancer, you know how hard it is. And she said, I could barely walk. I could barely think. And I'm trying to think, what can I get for my daughter that isn't going to make her sicker, that can stay on her stomach? And she said, as I walked in to the United, I had three Texas Tech students walk up to me just out of the blue. And they said, ma'am, we just feel led to pray for you today. Would it be all right if we prayed for you? And she knew beyond any shadow of a doubt that God had sent those three young ladies to say to her, even in the midst of this very hard battle, you are not forgotten, my precious child. Jesus loves you. The other night, after our Wednesday night Bible study, Carol and I went out with our friend Kenna to have dinner, and we went to this one particular restaurant, and we're talking to the server, and we learn her name, and that she's from Denver. And we asked her about, do you miss the mountains? Do you miss the trees? Do you miss the water? And she said, yeah, but, you know, Texas Tech, kind of a party school. It's a good time. And I am thinking to myself that what we normally do is we normally ask for the server's name and we say, not can we pray for you, because we are going to pray for you when we thank God for our food, but how can we pray for you? Would you say that out loud? How can we pray for you? And so I'm thinking, well, you know, she's talking about how she came to Lubbock, America to party hardy, and now I'm going to ask to pray for her. I don't want it to come across wrong. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, just do what I've called you to do. Stop overthinking and do what I called you to do. And so I said, hey, listen, we're gonna thank God for our food. How can we pray for you today? And Kenna and Carol are both here to testify to this. She said, oh, wow. No one's ever prayed for me before. Can you imagine a young lady in her 20s who can look right at us and her first reaction is, no one has ever prayed for me before? How many of y'all have ever been prayed for in your life? Raise your hand. Then that's your popcorn to go out and pray for others. Hey, listen, before we thank God for our food on this Sunday, tell us your name. How can we pray for you? Now, people will often ask, well, Bear, when you do that, what if somebody goes, nope, I'm good, I'm fine, thank you very much. Well, one, very, very few people ever do that. But two, when they do, that's a very valid question. When they do, what we will say is, well, you know what? We're gonna pray that you not only know about God, but that you come to know God and live in relationship with Him. That's what we're gonna pray for you today. And thank you for your excellent, excellent service. Look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. On our next slide, it says, what does it mean to share God's grace with others? Go ahead. Freely you have received. Freely you have received. God put the big bag in your hands. Now freely give. What has God given you? What is he calling you to share with others? He is not calling you unless he's blessed you with a million. He's not asking you to share a million. He is asking you, however, to share everything that he has given you. Because we were not called to be owners. We were called to be stewards. Now, it says, so that no one misses out. Let's go to the next slide. If we are to share the popcorn of God's grace with everyone, who should be excluded?
No one.
Survey says?
No one.
Now, if we are to share God's grace with everyone, next slide, who should be included?
Everyone.
Survey says everyone within our sphere of influence. If you are Elizabeth Matthews, one of our missionaries, and you are in Uganda, then where is your mission field? Uganda. Just makes sense, right? If you are in Lubbock, America, where is your mission field?
Lubbock,
America. That's right. That's your mission field. If you go out to lunch today at Cotton Patch, that's your mission field. If you go out to lunch at United, that's your mission field. I said we were in United the other day. I think we were in United a lot this last week. And quite frankly, Craig's very happy to hear that. That's job security. And we were in there, and our friend Henry Sally. How many of y'all know Henry Sally? All right, most of you. Our friend Henry, and Henry's a pretty quiet, timid guy. Okay, he's not. But what we quickly noticed is that Henry knew the names of every single employee at the United that he walked by. I mean, not only because they were wearing their name tag, just because that's Henry. And not only did Henry know them, they knew him. And if you know Henry, you know that one of his outlets of ministry is giving art lessons to special needs kids. So what do you think Henry is in the United talking about? Art lessons with special needs kids. If you're Larry Gaumond, one of your outlets of ministry is Kairos Prison Ministry. So if you sat down and had lunch with Larry, what do you think he might be talking about? Kairos. We talk about the things that are important to us and how we use those things to share the popcorn of God's grace with everybody, excluding no one. I would like for you, somewhere in your hand, I bet you have a pen or a pencil, and on the church bulletin or the sermon notes, I would like for you to just take a moment, or on your smartphone, however you want to do it, and I want you to just write out your day real quick. Going to lunch at home or wherever. Then we're going to do this, then we're going to do this, then we're going to do this. Just jot those down. Take a moment. May I tell you that is your mission field for today? Hey, I just want to ask you, has anybody told you lately that Jesus loves you? I just want to tell you that today. Let me tell you what, that's powerful medicine right there. And think about throughout the New Testament. Every single person who was touched by Jesus, what does it say they went out and did immediately? told everybody. Jesus, our loving Father, our loving Savior, touched me, and I shared it with everybody. Everybody. Well, the question then is, why do some of us have so much trouble doing that? And I think there's a story in the Old Testament that tells us the answer to that. If you have your smartphone or your Bible, open it up to Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. Starting in verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died. Now, let me just tell you, if you lived in a kingdom and the king dies, that's a mess. That is a mess right there. That is tumultuous times. Is there going to be a coup? Is there going to be a civil war? What's going to happen? Kind of like living in 2023. What in the world does the future hold when bombs start raining down on Israel, God's chosen land, and we feel such tumult deep in our spirits? Well, there was tumult in the days of Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I, though, saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces. With two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. In spite of the tumultuous times in the world, Isaiah said, man, I was invited into the presence of the Lord. I hope you can testify to that too. And one called to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with his glory. Isaiah, focus on that. Don't focus on all the craziness of the world around you. Focus on the holiness of the Lord as it fills his temple. The pivots on the threshold shook at the voices of those who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, woe is me, I am lost. For I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. I really and truly believe this is the number one reason that most of us do not do a good job sharing the popcorn of grace that has been given to us, because we are people of unclean lips and we live among a nation of unclean lips, and it is so much easier to talk about the latest TikTok video or YouTube or the thing we saw on CNN or the thing we saw on MSNBC or Fox News or the rumor that we heard at work. It's so much easier to talk about those things and all the craziness in the world around us, because we are people of unclean lips and those stories just come rushing out. And here comes the grace of God. Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph has identified the wound out of which all the junk and the infection is flowing. And the seraph is about to cauterize that wound with God's grace. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out. Would you say that with me? My sin is blotted out. Say it with me. My sin is blotted out. My sin is blotted out. My sin is blotted out. And those unclean lips have been made pure because I have received the grace of God, and it is healing to my body and my soul. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Say that with me. Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I bet you already know this without even looking. And I said, "Here am I, send me." Say that with me. Here am I, send me. God is calling each one of us this morning to focus not on the sinful lips of those around us, not on the sin and the tumult of the land. He is saying, will you focus in on how good I have been to you, and will you share that with everybody? We share that with everybody, because just like when Kenna and Carol and I went out to eat the other day, there is somebody who's going to cross your path who you're going to say, "How can I pray for you?" And they're going to say, "No one's ever prayed for me before." Just like the man, the vendor in the United, there's going to be that person who says, "No one's told me in a very long time that Jesus loves me." Until you do. This very week, would you bow your head? And I'm going to ask the musicians, would you guys go on up? And would you provide us with a little background? And I'm going to invite you this morning to get right there next to Isaiah. Get right there next to Isaiah. And would you receive the grace that God has to cauterize the wounds in your life? And then, would you spend some time with him right now about who you can share that with? Who can you share the popcorn of God's grace with? Tell you what, if I had 1,000 bags of popcorn up here and I was going to throw them out there to you, I don't, I'm sorry. But if I did, would you put your hands in the receiving position to receive the popcorn? Go ahead and put your hands out to receive that popcorn. Lord God, I pray today that every person here, that no one would miss out on what you have for them and what you are calling them to share with others. God, we are holding our hands out to receive from you, even as we go out into our mission field. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Let's go and share some grace with this world.
Thanks for listening to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. For more information, you can find us on the web at stlukeslubbock.org. That's stlukeslubbock.org.